All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's Sparks Energy 300. We are joined right now by Brandon Jones, driver of the number 19 XYO Networks Toyota, who finished second in today's race, but probably more importantly, qualified for next week's Dash for Cash bonus at Dover. Brandon, what is it? Just tell us about what it means to be able to qualify for that bonus.
Yeah, we would definitely be a little bit more happier with that top, first finishing spot, but second's pretty phenomenal for this track. Especially, knowing how hard it is to get up there in that top spot and to make it to the end there. So, all in all, phenomenal day for our guys, phenomenal year for our guys, really. They've kind of transformed me from about a 12th place car to now almost a winning car every single week. So I can't be more happy with the group that I have currently. It was really cool to get our new sponsor as well, XYO Networks, a top two finish there. So that was pretty cool. I'm sure they're pumped up about that. And we're going to go on next week and hopefully win that Dash for Cash.
Awesome. We'll open up to questions for Brandon. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll get you the wireless mic. Did we have any questions up in the press box? We'll go to Holly downstairs.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. Brandon, I'm sorry if you answered this because I just came in, but just talk about being, running for the Dash for Cash. That's a really big deal, and I'm sure could be a big help to somebody like you.
Absolutely. This is going to be the first time in my Xfinity career that we've qualified for it. So that's a big jump for myself. And to compete with the Xfinity regulars in Dover for it, that's gonna be pretty good. I think Dover's been a track that I've been pretty competitive at in the past. I've ran there multiple times throughout a lot of series in NASCAR with the K&N series, trucks, and Xfinity. So that's one of those tracks I've got a lot of laps at. So hopefully that'll be something we're going to capitalize on, and we're going to keep the top five streak alive here, hopefully.
We'll go to Reed over on the far right.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Brandon, can you describe the last lap and a half when everybody started shuffling and how you got to second?
Yeah, I didn't think second was going to be the outcome of that. You saw us kind of back up pretty big on that lane, on the bottom lane, and I was really trying to work my side drafts there at the end. I thought I was pretty weak on that all day and didn't take advantage of it when I needed to, so I knew at the very end there I needed to really work that as best as I could. It was starting to pull that top lane back a little bit for me, so I thought that was working pretty well, and then some guys jumped in front of me and helped me suck up and pull that bottom down there. So if I could have got to the 23, I think we could have sucked him back a little bit with the side draft, but we just didn't have the opportunity to do it there at the end.
Any final questions for Brandon? All right, well, congratulations, and good luck next week in Dover.
Thank you, guys.